Sagt der Mishnah, daf kuf dalad amid beis. Ha-koisev shtei oisiyas be'helam echad. If someone writes two oisiyas, the is of koisev is writing two letters be'helam echad. We had before in the Mishnah, what kind of oisiyas? Shem echad, shtei shemus, two different yois, etc. etc. That was the last conditions of the last Mishnah. Now we're discussing how you write it. Be'helam echad. See, if you write be'helam echad, in one helem, in one shkoga, so then you chayev echatos. If it's two alomas, if you forgot, you wrote a nois, and then you, in between, you remembered, it's osa. And then you did it again, you forgot, so two alomas, so you're not metzarif the two ksivas oisis, because the issa is ksivas te oisis. The issa is not writing one. Then you're potter. You're only going to be chayev if you write two oisis be'elam echad. But if you have a idea in between, then you won't be chayev. Hakoizav shtei oisiyas be'elam echad, then you chayev. Zok the Mishnah vayta kosa bidyoi. Let's say you wrote it with ink, regular black ink, or besam. Sam is more of a yellow ink. The Gemara is going to explain what they are. It's like a paint. Besikra, sikra is a red ink. Bekumis, kumis. Rashi says later it's a srafa ilon. Bekankasam, kankasam is also a different type of sulfate. Uvecholdovashu roishim. Anything that leaves an impression, everything that lasts, you're going to be chayev on. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Al shnei koisle zoviyoyis. If you write on two corners of walls. Now the two corners meet up. So because the two corners, not I'm writing in the middle of the one wall, in the middle of another wall. They don't read together. They don't meet up. You have to cut the wall open to put them together. That's called mechusa maisa. When it's not mechusa maisa, meaning it's near each other, so then it's considered that you wrote two oisis. Al shnei koisle zoviyoyis. Or al shnei levache pinkus. Or two boards of pinkusin. So also, they can come together easily. And they read together. So then you chayiv taga. Hakoisev al b'sogoi. If someone writes on his skin, on his flesh, takes a pen, regular dioi, regular sam, sikho, the things that you chayiv on, and you write on your hand, on your arm. So you chayiv. So the Achronim explained, based on the Rambam over here, there's a Rambam that says, in Perek Yud Aleph, Aloch Tezayin, the Rambam says, basically, it's the Be'echeskel, the Taitch of the Rambam, but even though it's not going to remain there forever, someone writes on his hand, you know, kids write on their hand, it doesn't stay there, it goes off after a few hours or after a day or two, on its own even. So L'chor, it's not a Ksav HaMiskayim. The answer is, it's only reason why it goes off is because the Bosor is Mischamim. It's because of the flesh that has body heat, so that causes it to evaporate and to erase. But mitzar atzmoi, the ksav is miskayim. It's a dova achad that's erasing it. It's as if, Dr. Divi Cheskel, it's as if you have someone that comes and erases what you wrote. That means that I didn't write something, that's miskayim. Of course it's miskayim. It's miskayim a dova achar. It's nimchak a dova achar. Through the chemimus abosar, that's not called the chisar in my ksav. So mitzar the koisav, it was already a regular ksav, and that's v'yachayiv. If someone scratches on his skin, he scratches out and it comes out letterings. Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev regel chatos. Chachomim poitrin. Chachomim say, you are potter. You're not chayev chatos. Chayetz osed rabbonon. Kosa b'mashkin. If you write with different liquids, Rashi says, mashkin is referring to writing with, later on, the Gemara, she says over here, let me just see. The mashkin, oh, k'moy mei tutim shemashchirin. It's like strawberry juice that darkens on its own. It might look light now, but when it settles, it turns darker. So that you're also going to be chayiv on. Ba'avak drochim. Avak drochim is dust that you have on the streets. Ba'avak asoifrim, or dust that you have in the soifrim, in the quill, you know, in the pad of the quill. Rashi actually says avak drochim is tit. What's one lashon? Lashon acher avak drochim beetzboi sorat k'moy oisis be'efer noguv. Afrugis shel keses ha-sofer, that's avak sofrim. So all these types of remnants that you can write with and leave a roshim, uvechol dover she'ein miskayim, so then you put, these are not miskayim. These do not remain. That's like, you know, not being miskayim is a big nafkamina la'alocha. Midarai says, it's not called a ksiva when someone writes on a computer. Computer is not a dover ha-miskayim. It's not really a ksav, it's really a bunch of dots together. If you blow up a letter on a computer. Or for instance, let's put that on a poskim. Let's say you have on a wintry day, you can have fog on your window. So if a kid writes on that window, it's not miskayim, so it's potter. But potter doesn't mean it's potter mutter, it's potter avalosa. It's not called exam, it's potter avalosa. Zogdma la'achay, the mission la'achay yodo, if someone writes la'achayad, meaning kalachayad, the back of his hand, not the regular way. The raglo, he writes with his foot, puts the pen in his head, between his feet, his legs, his fingers, his toes. The fiv, he writes with his mouth, he puts a pen in his mouth. The malpakoi, malpakoi is an elbow, or it's the armpit. Kosav ois achas somach l'ksav. If let's say you write one ois, somach to a different ksav. That means you already have an ois that's written. And now you're writing one ois. So is that considered that you wrote two oises? So all these, you are going to be potter. The Mishnah continues. The ksav agav ksav. Or you write one ksav on another ksav. Ksav agav ksav. So the first ksav is written, and the second ksav now, we mechadesh it again. You mechadesh it again. You mavik kumas al oises aksum kvar v'chitcham. Now the sugi in Gittin Daf Yutes says that if it's a better ksav, if it's Yoya Gabi Sikha, then you might even be chayiv too. You moichik the bottom one and you koisim the top one. But we're assuming it's the same ksav, ksav agabi ksav, so that's going to be potter. Niskav lichtev ches, because of bezainin, my intent was to write a ches. Now every ches, if you look at ksav ashu, is looking at Sefer Torah, it's two zainin. Or a ksav ari is above in a zain. But Beis Yosef is two zainin. Here's the mashmois like the Beis Yosef Daka. But the point is that you write a ches, but by accident, you didn't complete the roof of the ches. You left a little space in between. So it ended up being two zainin. So unintentionally, you wrote two zainin. Achas be'ogetz, achas be'koyga, or again, it's not like before where the nagim zev is there. Write one letter on the floor and one on the beam on the top, on the ceiling. Kosev al beis koisli abayis, on two walls of a home that need a maisa. You have to cut open the walls in order to be makar of them. Ashrei dape pinkas ve negim zemze. This all afuki the reisha. So then you take a pot. Kosav is achas nutriken. If you write one letter, not two letters, but you make a simon zogbashi, you can down on top of it, that it's understandable, that it means a whole world. For instance, it means a word by writing a mem with a dot means meiser, a kuf with a dot or the streichel, that means carbon. So it's an abbreviation. So that's a machloikas. Is that considered you wrote one ois? Some bavon in the Rashi, if you write the dat, that's like a roishim shniya. That's like a second roishim. But the point is, one letter that connotes a word. So Rebbe Shua ben Beseira is mechayev. That's considered that you wrote two oisias. Chachomim poitrim is not considered you wrote two oisias. Now, legabe the din being a koisev, so there's a discussion in the poiskim, the Chuvis Ramah, the famous Taz and Shin Mem, that if a person has a sefer, sometimes you have library books where it's written on the side of the pages, it's written words. So let's say you close the book, you're putting two words together. You open the book, you're breaking up two words, two letters. So is that considered koisev and moichik? So that is the discussion, Ramon and Chuvis, Taz and Matir, because it's not called a ma'isek siva. Liftach and closing a sefer is not called a ma'isek siva. The Levush argues, and the Maisa Mishabura brings this, and we're noig lekula, we're not machmir on closing a book. If you have an option to take another book, Mishabura brings that, Chanami den tak, you should not use it. But it's different than a cake of a birthday where we don't do it, even if there's no option. We don't erase letters. Here, it's a Maisa, if you have an option, you take a different book. But mitzad the etzim, Ksiva psichas v'sgiras sefer, that is not called the ma'isek ksiva. Now, Tosafot says why do you have to say that we're talking about Niskaven Lichtav Ches, and he ended up not being Miskayim Machshavti at all? He wrote two Zions. Even if I want to write one Zion and I wrote two Zions, Yipotah. That's like Miskaven Lichtav Ches with Zorak Dalad. Why do you have to say a case like that? Zok Teisus V'yeshloimar, the Magikon Sheyetzok Lichtav Shtei Oisius. Eze Shtei Oisius Shiyu. I had to write two Oisius, whatever they are. The Hashem Niskaven Lidova Issa. I was talking Niskaven to Dova Issa. And it was Nasis Machshavtoi, but still I'm Potter because it needs Ziyuni. I did not put the tagim on it. And lacking tagim is not considered a finalizing noise. So fact is, my Irin is coming to Ches. So if it's only lacking Ziyunim, it's only lacking the tag, I feel in this coming to Shtei Zainin. Even if you want to write two Zainin and you wrote without Ziyun, it should be Potter. So Tayyus, the Chiddush in this coming to Ches is Lervusa. The dafka cause of Shnei Zainin, the boy is Ziyun Potter, only because it needs a Ziyun. That's why you're Potter. Aval cause of Shnei Oisius, achers that do not need tagim, the boy is Ziyun, then Avari Yechayev. Even though, high to the end of the day, the afgav, the hashtom, yo, la achas, and miskaven, even though your intent was only for one. Zok the Gemara. Dioi, what is Dioi? Diuso. Diuso means ink. Sam is Samo. Samo is paint. Sikro, Omer Rabba Bachana, Sakarto. Sakarto is a red dye. Sakarto Shmo. Kumus, Zogt Gemara, Kuma. Zogt Rashi, what's Kuma? Guma, Sraf Ilon, the sap that comes from a tree. Kankentum, what's Kankentum? Omer Rabba Bachana, Omer Shmuel, Charto de Ushrepo. Which is shoe polish that the people that polish the shoes use. That type of copper sulfate, which is used by people that blacken the shoes. Zog the Maravaita v'chodova shu roishim. Anything that leaves a roishim is yechayavon. Lasuya mai, lasuya retoni gabchanina, kosva b'meitalia. If your person writes with rainwater, rainwater that is filthy. Rashi has two pshotim actually. Meitai, either he says min pri, or he says make shomim. So it has a roshim. Va'afzo, or he writes with gallnut juice. So kosher. This is going on a get. Whatever is kosher for a ksivas get is considered a ksiv on Shabbos because it has to remain. So the Toni Reb Chanina, Reb Chananya, Kosov Meital, if you write to get with Beperes or make Shomim, the Aftzor with Golna juice, kosher. So that's what's coming to be Marba. It leaves the Roshim. Tony Rabchia, Kosov Ba'avak, B'shochor, B'shichur, kosher. If you write with Avak, with dust, B'shochor, or Shichur, these are different types of black pigments, so it's kosher. The gets kosher. Hamesaret al psoroi. If someone scratches on his flesh, Tanya Omer lemelam lozer lechachomim. Valoi ben Stadia hoitzik shofim imitzrayim. Ben Stadia went and he took shofim, all types of shofim that they did not allow to be taken out of Mitzrayim. And he took them. He wanted to teach them and he wanted to have them. These spicy shofim. Besritas al psoroi. So we see it's considered a Dova Miskayim. So why do we say that Mesaret al Psoroi, Rebbe Lezer Mechayv Chatas, Chomim Poitrim? L'chori we see clearly Rebbe Lezer telling the Chachomim that was a Maisa Ksiva. There's different senses over here in the Gemara. Some say Ben Sratya is referring to Yeshua Noitzri. So different senses that were taken out. Upon him, it's a Maisa Ksiva. Omuloi Shoite Hoya. He was a Shoite. The ain mevi'in raimin ashoitim. That's what was taken out of the senses. He's ain raimin ashoitim. Meaning that's not a ma'aseh ksiva what he did. So drashi shtus hoya boy lasses mashein derech bnei adam oisin umosa nafsh al adover. Zog the gemara kosev isachas somach leksav. If he write one ksav next to an existing ksav, so then we said that you're not considered, you're not chayev. Because he didn't write two Oisius. Zogt du mal man tana, Omar Rove bar Avhuna, de loike Rabbi Eliezer. This is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Die Rabbi Eliezer, wo Omar achas ala ori chayev. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you do one weave on an existing weave, it's considered you made two. So mainly we see that it's considered 1 + 1 = 2, even though you only did one. So it's not like Rabbi Eliezer who had him back siva. Ksav agab iksav. Man tana, Omar Rav Chizda, de loike Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. That Ksav agab iksav was saying is potter. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda says clearly Yechayev. Why it's considered a ksiva? Okay, so it's all nichtuv is Hashem. A person is writing a sefer Torah and he has to write Shem Hashem. Vin is kaven nichtuv Yehuda. I made a mistake. I had intended to write Yehuda instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'torn, on my wrong intent, I made a mistake. V'leyitu by Dalad, I left out the Dalad. So now I wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, but without the kavana of the Shem Kedushas of Shem Hashem. My intent was Yehuda. So what do you do now? Zokta B'Yehuda, ma'avir olav kumis. You take again the quill, and you write again over the Yud Kei Vav Kei, umekachoy. So we see Ksav Agab Ksav, it's called a Ksav, Divir Reb Yehuda. It's not called. It's not a ksav. That's how you fix it up. So upon him, we see Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds ksav, 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 ksav. So the mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Zog the Gemara. Ain't a chnami. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tono, kosav is achas bishlima l'sefer. If someone writes one ois, now even the one ois is not chayv on Shabbos, but let's say I'm writing the last ois in the sefer. It could even be in the middle of the sefer. It's missing a noise. But the point is, I'm being mashlim the sefer now. It's complete. Or, orak chut echot v'yishlim lebeged. Even though you need two, usually. Chayev. So that's a new chiddush, that even though you only wrote one, but it's a hashloma. Man tona, omar rove baravhune, Rabbi Eliezer. That's shit to Rabbi Eliezer. The omar. Achas ala orig, chayev. We see that you write one in the orig, chayev. That means you can have one chut that you be moisav and another chut. Rav Ashi Omar, no, you don't have to come on to Rabbi Eliezer Shita that 1 + 1, an existing one, is chayev on. I feel them rabbonim that say that on an existing ois you're not going to be chayev. There's a special chiddush of lahashlim shiny when you're mashlim a sefer, you're chayev on that alone. Not as makav patish, as being mashlim the sefer, you're chayev as koisev. Zog the Gemara Omer Reb Ami kosav ois achas betverya. If someone writes one ois in Tveria, and then he goes and he travels to a different city, ve'achas b'tzipoira, and another ois he writes in Tzipoira, so he's chayev. Why? Zog di Gemara, ksivihi. Be'etzem, I wrote a ksiv, I wrote two oisies. The only problem is, ela shem chusa keva. I wrote on a pinkus in one city, and now, on the corner of the pinkus, and now I go to a different city, I write in a pinkus in a different city, a different pinkus. So all you have to do is really put them together. It's not like the Gemara before, because the Mishnah before we said in the Mishnah that if you write al koisel bayezeh, val koisel bayezeh over there, it's not going to be considered negin zebezeh. It's on the corners, in the middle of the walls. Then you have to cut up the shikrak. Then taken is a chisorin, not just a mechusa kreva. Then it needs a maisa ktsitsa. Mechusa maisa is a chisorin. It's only mechusa kreva. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara v'otanan. If you write in the two koisi abayis and al shnei dapi pinkas, or the two dapi pinkas that are not negin, they negin zemze, so then you potter. So we see clearly that you potter. Why is it even then two koisi abayis and achs betrayv, achs betzipoira? And for the Gemara, this is side. Hosom, the Mishnah is talking about in order to put them together, it's not enough to just put them together. Because you need also maisa cutting of the sheetrock of the wall. It's lacking a maisa besides the kraver. You have to actually cut the sheetrack by putting the two walls together. It's not going to read together. You have to cut the sheetrack. It's only mechusa kraver. Mechusa kraver lavka mechusa maisa. When you need a maisa that has to be done, that mechusa maisa is taka chisar. Zog drashi, mechusa maisa de kraver, ain't a mekavana. Eli de Ktitsa, Mafsik Benain. He come Ravami, concussive is Arza Svasluach Zubetveria, Varza Svasluach Zubetipoira, Vati Yokola Kavan, Shaloiba Meiser, Ela Kava Balma. If it's only lacking a Kava Balma without a Meiser Ktitsa, Behusa Kava Lavka Mechusa Meiser. But if it also needs a Meiser, Behusa Meiser is Takachisoren.
Now, Bekwegen Gilinashas over here is Mitzayan Toys Daf Pei that
he's mechalik between mechusa kravid loylem, not mechusa maisa, but bahitzo is different. We'll see in a second. We'll get back to that. Sakti gemara tono higias achas. If someone is magia one ois, yechayev. Here's a new chiddush. I'm not even riding an ois. I'm just magia one ois. But through that I'm chayev. Frag the gemara, how could you be chayev for magia one ois? Has to cause of ois achas potter. If you just ride one ois, you're potter. Higia ois achas yechayev. If you just magia, which is less than ksiva, yechayev. Omer av sheish es ochem ha'is kinon. Kugoyin shenot lo legaga shel ches. That means, if you magia the ches, it's supposed to be two zainin, and you scratch out the head of the roof of the ches to create two zainin. So then, v'osa shnei zainin, then you chayev. Then the maisa hagor is taka ksiva of two oisius. Now, the chiddush over here is that you're not doing a maisa ksiva. You're scratching. So that's going to be the chiddush. We'll see the next terrace of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rova Omar, konchenotla le taga shel dalet. You remove the tag of the dalet. The dalet looks like a resh minus the tag. So you remove it, scratch it out, so you made it into a resh. Now, the pill on that is, Rashi Bavorans, all you did is, bishlame by the first case, your magia, ches, and you made it into two zainins, you made two oisius, through the maisa ago. Over here, you took a dalet, you made it into a resh. At the end of the day, you made one ois. So why would you be chai for one ois? Zog Rashi. The loy have el agos rova makonchen ol tagre dalet the loy have el agos ois achas uvedove muet chayev hoyv is a tikkun asefer. It's a tikkun asefer. Why the osel adam nisha asefer shein amuga? It's a new yisoy zog Rashi. Since you're not allowed to have a sefer shein amuga b'tech beisoy, so the tikkun asefer is they scratching out the dalet making to reish. So that is why you chayev on. Mishu al tishkam alecha avlo. Similarly to the yisoid that we said, when you ride one ois and you mashlim a sefer, even though you only ride one ois, but it's a new din rabbanon and maskim, not Rabbi Eliezer, because you mashlim a sefer. So we also daminu el dechayv afilu rabbanon dechayv even according to rabbanon. Now the rishonim bavon over here in halacha, it might not even be kosher if let's say it's chok toiches. Let's say you, through scratching, you're creating a noise. That's really chok toiches. So if it's chok toiches, it might not be kosher. So ein chenami mitzat kriya sefer Torah might not be kosher. But mitzat letishkan balecha avlo that you misaken the sefer, that it shouldn't be a sefer that she'en amuga b'sach beisoy. For that, it's yes considered a ma'isik siva, and that would be the difference. Meaning through chok toiches to be misaken the sefer she'en amuga, that avada would be called a tikkun. Let's see the last gemara tono. If a person's intent was to ride one ois, and he ended up riding two ois, meaning, I'm iskaven to ride a ches, and I end up riding two zainin, yichayev. The Mishnah clearly says that you potter, iskaven list of ches because of bay zainin, the Mishnah said you potter. So gemar loikasha, how the boys a unit, like boys a unit, like we said in Tosis. If the ois needs tagim, and you did not make the tagim, so then you're potter. Now, even though it might not be possible without making tagim, but since my intent is to eventually make tagim, so that's your potter. That's what Kivega explains. Mashenkin the loy boys unit, we intent is not to make the uni, so then taka to fight to meiser, and then you would be chayev. Also, we mentioned earlier by the sugya of mechusa kreva, Kivega's mitzayin, the toisin daf pei. So Tosin Daf Pei over there says the following chiddush legabe the din of mechusa kreva, and he says as follows that even though kosov is achas b'tzipoyer v'achas b'tverya is chayev, because we say it's not a mechusa mais, it's only mechusa kreva on the two luchos, they on the two zovis haluchos. But if let's say you take out a half a gregaris to one place and a half a gregaris to another place, over there Tosin says you're not going to be chayev an oitzo. Because over there you don't say mechusa kreva, lavka mechusa maisa. Because over there the chefza the malach is hoitzo. And if you're lacking the shir gregeres, then you can't say that it's let the two halves be mitzarif. Because the malach gufa is hoitzo. Over here the malach is ksiva. So I took dioi, I made an ois. I did the maisa ksiva. Now the question just is that it's not together. Here the maisa the hoitzo, you wasn't done. A half a gregeres, not a hoitzo. So mele. Chatzig regards betveria, chatzig betzipara, you're not going to be chayv an eitzo. That's what Tosis says in Daf Pei. We'll stop over here. Top of the moment.